Welcome, beloved friends, to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Out of his infinite compassion, the great enlightened master Shakyamuni Buddha entered the world in many physical forms to bless sentient beings. According to the Jataka tales, a set of 550 stories about Buddha's past lives. In some cases, he incarnated as an animal, and in each life, he acted as a spiritual guide and model of truth, beauty, and virtue, who led other beings to unity with the true love. In observance of Vaisakh Day, which commemorates the birth, enlightenment, and nirvana of Shakyamuni Buddha, we will share some inspiring and touching stories from the Jataka tales about his lifetimes in the animal kingdom. Let's begin with the story of a gentle filial white elephant. Long ago in India, there lived a magnificent young elephant who was pure white with tints of coral on his feet and face. His silvery tusks gleamed and curled up like the crescent moon. This beautiful animal led a herd of 80,000 at the foot of the Himalayas. However, after noticing that his blind mother was not being cared for by the other members of the herd, the elephant left the group and took her with him so he could tend to her personally. They went to live in a cave on Mount Kandarana that contained a beautiful lake filled with heavenly pink lotus flowers. One day, while the elephant was selecting some pink lotuses for his mother, he heard a cry from the forest area. As he went toward the sound, he found a forester who had gotten lost on his way to visit his relatives and had been wandering about for 7 days. Being a kind-hearted soul and wishing to help the frightened man, the elephant then carried him out of the jungle. On his way back to his home in the city of Benares, the man heard an announcement from King Brahmadatta's messengers that the king's favorite royal elephant had passed on, and anyone who came forth with information about a suitable replacement would be rewarded. Upon hearing the news, the man immediately reported to the messengers that he knew just the perfect elephant for the king. Then, when the white elephant was confronted by the forester and surrounded by the king's soldiers, he was saddened by the forester's ingratitude. But he realized that if he struggled to escape, he might accidentally harm the humans. So he peacefully gave in and allowed the men to take him to King Brahmadatta's grand palace. Despite his fabulous, luxurious new home, the young elephant would not eat or drink and looked deeply dejected. When he was seen getting thinner and thinner each day, the elephant's condition was conveyed to the king, who became concerned about the animal's welfare and asked him why he grieved so. The elephant replied that he had been taken away from his blind, helpless mother, who was alone in a cave with no one to care for her, and knowing of his mother's situation, he had no heart for anything. Touched by this display of filial love, the king freed the elephant, who immediately returned to his mother, and they were happily reunited. When the young elephant gently washed his mother's face with some water from the nearby lake, a miracle happened. Her sight returned, and she rejoiced in being able to see her precious son again. Although the white elephant had been the leader of thousands of his kind, he left everything behind for his mother in her time of need. And when he was taken to the palace and given many material comforts, his only concern was for his mother's welfare. This tender story conveys the idea that caring for one's parents is an act of nobility, and that worldly possessions can never bring the happiness that comes from wholehearted service to others. Next, we'll hear the heartwarming story of the Buddha's incarnation as a monkey king. Long ago, the monkey king and some 500 of his subjects were searching for food in the woods of Snowy Mountain. Hidden around the forest were nets that the hunters had set up to catch the monkeys, and being unaware of the unseen traps, some became caught. The monkey king then consoled the ensnared ones, saying,
"Do not fear. I will slice through the nets. No one should worry. I will rescue you and take you all to a safe place."
Thus through the monkey's king guidance and wisdom, the trapped monkeys were released one by one from the nets and escaped danger. During this time, an elderly monkey was carrying a young monkey to safety, but accidentally fell into a deep pit alongside the road. As the monkey king was busy leading his subjects to a more secure place, he had not noticed the elderly monkey had fallen. It was not until all the monkeys were safely relocated that the monkey king realized his mother was missing. He then gathered a small group of subjects and headed back along the path in search of her. Finally, they found her in the pit. And under the Monkey King's direction, the monkeys quickly formed a ladder down the pit, with each one holding onto the tail of the one above. The Monkey King was the last to climb down, and he quickly helped his mother to the surface, thus saving her from further suffering. This is another story in which Shakyamuni Buddha showed the importance of filial piety. Buddha once said that a person gains immense merit from saving his or her parents from difficulty, and added that in his incarnations, he had helped his mother in times of need. You are watching Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. When we return, we'll hear more stories about Buddha's previous lifetimes. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Today's Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, highlights divine stories about Shakyamuni Buddha's past lives, known as the Jataka tales, some of which describe Buddha's incarnations as animals. He appeared on earth as everything from a small humble fish to an enormous magnificent elephant. During many of the Lord Buddha's animal incarnations, Ananda, one of his closest disciples, was often by his side. In the following story, Shakyamuni Buddha and Ananda were born as wild geese, with Buddha taking the form of the Goose King and Ananda as his minister Shingshan. Long ago, a lake with sparkling blue water and lush grass was home to countless wild geese led by the Goose King and his only minister Shingshan, both of whom were very benevolent and always cared for the brethren.
One day, a bird hunter secretly laid a trap and captured the Goose King.
The king was a truly noble soul, so after being caught, his first thoughts were not about saving himself, but about the welfare of the other geese in his flock.
I won't let all the others suffer from misfortune like me.
The king then trumpeted a special call signaling danger to the other geese, who immediately scattered in all directions. Only Shingshan stayed with the king, being willing to share his fate.
Be quick to leave, be quick to leave.
In days of peace I serve you. Why should I abandon you in a time of crisis?
On hearing this, the king was moved to tears.
At this time, the bird hunter heard the two geese talking, and seeing that the minister was not panicking or trying to escape, the hunter was quite surprised. He asked Shingshan,
"You haven't been caught yet. You can still get away. Otherwise, I'll catch you soon. Why not escape?"
"Of course I could, but the king I support has encountered adversity, and thus I'm deeply grieved. Your net has trapped our king's feet. Thus my wings have been restrained by the spirit of morality."
Deeply touched, the hunter said to the minister,
"I won't hurt you. You may fly away to reunite with your relatives."
"If you don't want me to suffer, please grant my request. If you need only one goose, then let go of the king and keep me. We are alike in appearance, body, and age. You will not lose anything. You get a wild goose while I fulfill my desire. The other geese will be happy too. Will you accept my offer?"
Greatly shaken by the minister's loyalty to the king, the hunter folded his palms in respect and said to Shingshan,
"All right, all right. How can I bear to hurt you after you did a righteous deed like this?"
And so the hunter released them both. Being deeply grateful to the hunter, the king said to him,
"In order to repay you, we will go with you to your king. He is sure to be glad and reward you with numerous treasures."
Thus, the two geese were taken to the palace and presented to the king of the land. The hunter narrated the entire story to the human king, who was greatly pleased and placed the Goose King on his own golden seat and the minister on his Secretary of State's rattan chair. The hunter received much wealth as a reward. The human king said to the Goose King and Shingshan,
"In the past, I heard people praise your merit. I would like your friendship and hope for an even deeper friendship in the years to come."
Later, the human king and the Goose King became fast friends. The human king learned to govern his country with benevolence and love from the geese, and in the end became an enlightened ruler filled with love and compassion for his subjects. From this fable, we can see that putting others before ourselves is one of the noblest acts we can perform. Both the Goose King and the minister acted in a selfless manner, and their caring and goodness brought immense spiritual benefit to those around them, namely the hunter and the king of the land, who both changed for the better after seeing the righteous example set by the two geese. The Jataka tales are special, and we were happy to be able to share just a few of these stories with you. We send you our very warmest wishes for a wonderful Vaisakh Day. Thank you, kind viewers, for being with us for this edition of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May inner tranquility always be yours.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/AW.